Blog Talk Radio.
Take all of me,
Everything I am, everything I have is yours. I yield to you. I surrender to you. I give my life to you. Everything I am is yours. Everything I have is yours. I'm yours. I don't hold back anything. I don't hold back anything. Everything I have, everything I am yours. I'm yours. My dreams are yours. My future, yours. My possession, yours. My family, yours. My finances, yours. My talent, my gifts are yours. My whole body belongs to you. My agenda is yours. Everything I have, everything I am, 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 everything I have, everything I am. It's yours. Yours, yours, everything I am, yours. All I want is your presence. All I want is your presence. Everything I have is yours. All I want is your presence, Jesus. I just want your glory. I just want your presence in my life. I don't care about anything else. You can do with me as you please. I am yours. Oh, Lord, I am yours.
Oh, yes, you got to do it. We got to touch him. He's in the room. 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 Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way. Have your way. Have your way, Lord. Have your way in me. Have your way in me, Lord. Have your way in me, Lord. Have your way in me, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ikambo bashandere. Oh, baba bahaya. The Lord's in the room. Whatever you need, he's in the room. He's in the room. He's in the room. Yes, Lord. Reach out and touch him. Feel the presence of the Lord. God is here. God is here, and he's ready. He's ready for you. Oh, my son. Yes, Lord. Jesus. 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 We're calling on your name. Jesus. You're in the room. Jesus. Move by your spirit. Jesus. Yes, Lord. Save, Lord. 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 She ikaza shanda. Oh, pamba maba shanda. Yes, Lord. Save, Lord. Save, Lord. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Oh, glory to God. We feel your movement right now. We feel your presence right now. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your movement. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Yes, under that all. Lord, we give you the highest praise. Lord, we give you the highest praise, which is hallelujah. 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 Hey, hallelujah. Hey, yes, down in my sanctified soul, my soul cries out. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for saving me. Oh, glory to God. Yes, under the, hey, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing right now. Hey, nobody but you, Lord. Nobody but you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come on, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. 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 You're in the room. Jesus. You're in the room. Oh, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. See about your people. Jesus. We are crying out to you, Lord. We're saying, Lord, have your way. Lord, have your way. We surrender all to you, our blessed Savior. We surrender. We surrender. We surrender. East and double panda. We surrender. We say yes. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes to your will. Whatever you want, Lord. We say yes. It's all about you. Yes, Lord. This is your house. Your house of prayer. Your house of deliverance. Your house of healing. Your restoration house. Here we are, Lord. Your people, Lord. Yes, Lord. See about your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Jesus, we need you right now. We need you right now to have your way, Lord. You don't worry about your will being done. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. We thank you right now. Lord, we just ask you, Lord, to look on the people in the radio land. Oh, in the name of Jesus. You know what everyone needs under the sound of my voice, whether they're in the radio land or in the chapel service. God, you are God all by yourself. You're still in control. No matter what the circumstances looks like, no matter what the situation looks like, no matter what's going on, you're still God all by yourself. And Lord, we just thank you today. Thank you for this time. That we're able to praise you one more time. We thank you for this place that we're able to praise you in. Lord, we just ask you to look on everyone according to their need. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen and amen. You're listening to Prophetic Outreach Chapel Cleveland. That's LRMG. Amen. And I am Apostle Thorne-Kirkendall, the senior pastor. And we are coming to you today because we are in praise and worship service. If you don't know where we're located at 12025 Griffin Avenue. Amen. And I'm going to give you the scripture ahead of time. We are, hallelujah, we are in Psalms, the 150th chapter, 150th Psalms. Amen. That's the Psalms we are, the scriptures that we are. And if you would write this subject down, it's food for thought. If you pray with me, I won't be before you long. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It is. The subject is, are you serious with your praise? Can you say that with me? Are you serious with your praise? Amen. If you ask yourself that question, because a lot of us come and do a lot of things, and it has all kinds of meanings. Amen. But I want you to think about, are you serious with your praise, or are you just giving lip service? Amen? Yeah, we know that we come with different things on our mind. Different things happen through the week. All kind of things happen because it is the trick of the enemy to get us distracted and distressed. All kind of things happen. But I want you to know this is why we have a day of praise. Amen? Because no matter what has happened, I'm telling you, no matter what, praises ought to be on your lips. Amen. If you're able and you're in the land of the living, no matter what your circumstances are, if you have breath, you need to praise God. Amen. Scripture reader, if you would read the scripture, please. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Uh-huh.
Praise him in his mighty earth.
Mm-hmm.
Praise him for his mighty acts.
Yes.
Praise him according to his excellent grace.
Yes.
Praise him with the sound of his trumpet.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with the lute and the harp.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with the tambourine and dance.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with string instruments and flute.
Uh-huh.
Praise him with loud cymbals.
Yes.
Praise him with flashing cymbals.
Uh-huh.
To have breath.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you.
Praise the Lord.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. So, you know, you don't need an invitation, amen. We've already given instructions to praise the Lord, amen. You know, the question I want to ask you, you know, there are that we have things that always occupy our mind. But the question is, what is the mindset that we come to and enter the sanctuary with, amen? What is our mindset? Because, you know, that determines what we get out of service, amen? Mindset is defined as the established set of attitudes held by someone, amen? Mindset. Now, I got that out of Google. But, see, if you already come with your mindset that you're not going to have a good time, amen, then you're not going to have a good time, amen? If you already come to service with different motivations, some come just to be spectators of the service, but not willing to get in the service themselves. Amen? So then if you're spectators and you don't put anything into service, how can you get anything out of the service? Amen? But it says in the word that it told us to do what? Praise ye the Lord. So no matter, it didn't tell you to come and be a spectator, amen. It said come and what? Praise ye the Lord. So that means when you come to service, you've got to come with an attitude and gratitude that you're going to give God some praise, amen. Some come because they want to come just to cause confusion, amen. Come for no other purpose but to keep mess stirred up, amen. But see, when it's already told us what we're supposed to do, it didn't say come here with your mess. It didn't say come here full of the devil. It didn't say here come fearful of doing everything destructive to the worship service, amen. You ought to understand and see when the devil is working in and through you that when you come to service, you already been told to what? Praise ye the Lord. Amen. To stuff. Because I'm here to tell you that if you do what God says, there is a reward. But if you come in with your own motivation and you come in with your own agenda, there is consequences. If you come to service and you come to be disruptive, interfering with God's people in the service, I want you to know your instructions were to praise ye the Lord, not come with anything else on your mind. Can you say praise the Lord? Some people come because they just want a specific thing from the Lord. Now, here's this. They want something from the Lord, yet they are not willing to let go and let God fully come in. Amen? I just need a healing from the Lord. I just need a touch. I just need him to remove that pain. I just need him to give me a job. I need. They come with all those, but then when it comes time for you to praise the Lord, when it comes time to let go and let God permeate your mind, your heart, and your spirit, fill you up with joy, unspeakable joy, you shut that part down. When you've been given instructions to come on in and praise the Lord. I wish I had some help today, because if you know how to praise the Lord, you will know how to tell him, I thank you. You will know how to tell the Lord thank you without being primed. You will praise him in the noonday. You will praise him in the evening. But one thing's for sure, when you enter the house of the Lord, praise will be already on your lips. Amen. We got to understand who you are praising. Amen. The Bible says tell us to praise the Lord. It didn't say come in here and complain to the Lord. It said what? Praise the Lord. It didn't say come in here begging the Lord, but it said what? Praise the Lord. It teaches us that, you know what? In spite of your circumstances, in spite of your circumstances, you supposed to come in and what? We are supposed to come in here and give him what is due to him, which is what? His praise. We got things not in the right order, amen, because you know what, if I'm just too sore, I'm just in pain, I can't clap my hand because it hurts, but I tell you what, you ought to be able to clap your hand because God allowed you to have hands, amen. You ought to praise him with your mouth and with the firmness of your tongue because God allowed you to be able to speak, amen. When you're going through something, you ought to praise God because you know what God has already done. You ought to better have praise no matter what it is because God has said, praise ye the Lord. Amen. And then it says instructions for us when we enter the chapel. See, not only did we know we're supposed to praise him, but it gave us instructions. It says what? Praise God in what? His sanctuary. When you come into the chapel, it's not your house. When you come into the chapel, it's not man's house. You got to understand that when you come into the sanctuary, it's the sanctuary of the Most High God. It's God's house. It's God's house. His house of prayer. His house of deliverance. His house of praise. When you enter the house, it's not about wood. It's not about brick and mortar. It's about the place where you can feel the presence of God, where he dwells, where we get spiritual help, where we can come together as saints of the Most High God and feel his presence. Can we say thank you, Jesus? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. It says praise him in the firmament of his power. Do you understand? In the firmament of his power. See, when the presence of the Lord is right here, it is right down here all around us. All you got to do is reach up and touch it. You can feel the Spirit of God moving all on the inside of the chapel. And what it says, the firmament of his power, that defines simply means expansion. It defines the space all expanded like apparently above us. So when the Spirit of the Lord, you feel that it's coming down, it's all in the atmosphere. All you got to do is reach up and touch the Spirit and feel God's presence. Amen. It said, praise him in the sanctuary. Praise him in the firmness of his what? His power. When the Spirit of the Lord is moving, there's what? There's power. There's anointing happening. There's healing happening. There's deliverance available. All you got to do is what? Praise the Lord. All you got to do is get into the spirit of praise. All you got to do is what? Lift him up. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible even tells us why we should praise him. If it wasn't for the fact that you know what he's already done, what? Let's make it one real simple for you. It says, praise him for his mighty acts. Now, I want you to just take a minute and look over your life. When you think about the things that God has already done in your life, those miracles he's already wrought, big and small, those things when you look for God and he was right on time. God may not came when you want him, but he was right on time. When you're feeling all alone, God stepped in and let you know you're not alone. When you were feeling hurt and despondent, God stepped in and said, you're not alone. I'm right here with you. When you feel that you have pain racking your body, God stepped in and let you know that I'm still a healer. I want you to understand you already have enough to praise God for. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. It said, praise him for his mighty acts. Then it says, praise him what? For his excellent greatness. How great thou art. How great thou art. When you think about and just sit around and think about how God made earth and heaven and everything in it, how great thou art. When you think about about how he made everything, but then the great God decided that he would come down and make man in his image, and everything else he just spoke it and it came into being. But with us, he took the time to create us, form us, and then breathe the breath of life in us. Oh, how great thou art. Thank you, Jesus. When you just think about those things, when you just think about that you were born out of clay, when you just think about when God decided he wanted some souls to praise him, when God decided he wanted somebody to be able to raise their hands and tell the Lord thank you, he decided just to come in and touch you and me, of all the people in the world. He came and he just touched you. He said, come on, I will give you rest. Come on, I'll heal your body. Come on, I'll give you deliverance. Oh, precious name. Oh, blessed name. Think about his excellent greatness. That right now, I ought to get you on fire and ready to praise him. Amen. When you come into his house of prayer, see, it's that make a joyful noise unto the Lord. You don't worry about how you sound, but you come here to what? Lift him up. You come to lift him up. You come to lift him up. You come to praise his name. You come to give him the glory. You come to tell him thank you. I want you to know, come into his house, praising him. You make can't play an instrument, right? It's that praising with the instruments, amen? Let me tell you something. You were born with instruments. You can clap your hands. You can stomp your feet. You can give them glory. You can use what you have. But you can take a spoon and play it. You can beat the chairs. You can beat whatever we have at your disposal. Make known to the devil. We're going to praise God. No matter what you're doing, I'm going to lift him up because I understand. I understand that even the birds praise him. Even the birds praise him. Even the fowls of the air praise him. He said everything that have breath. Now you think about how good, great God is. How great he is. Everything that have breath, praise him. I don't know how the animals praise him, but I have to make the assumption that they are all there singing, the chirping, the noise that makes it. It's all in praising. Amen. He also warned us that if we don't do what he instructed us do, then there is a rock that will cry out in your place. I don't know about you, but God's done too much for me. I don't know about you, but Jesus did too much interceding for me. Jesus came and it came down to save a wretch like me. I don't know what you've been doing, but I know that God, if it hadn't interceded for me, where would I be? But on my way to hell, oh, God had mercy. And because of that mercy, I'm going to praise him. Because of his grace, I'm going to praise him. Because of Jesus, I'm going to give him the glory. Because he gave me the greatest gift, which is the Holy Spirit, I'm going to praise him. He didn't have to do it. He can let me stay in my sin-sick soul. He can let me be in the abomination to him, stinking to his nostrils. But one day, Jesus lifted me, and I'm so glad that Jesus came and changed my life. Jesus came and made a difference. I'm going to praise him in the morning. I'm going to praise him in the noonday. I'm going to praise him in the evening. I'm going to praise him in my bed. If I can't say a word, I'm going to wave my hand, which is still the praise. Hallelujah. 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 If my last word can be only one thing, I want it to be the highest praise, which is hallelujah. 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 So when you get to this place, you already been told what you're supposed to do. You already been told about your your mindset. You already been told that this is not your house. You already been told what mindset you ought to be. So nobody need to pump you. Nobody need to prop you. Nobody need to fake you. Say thank you. You ought to be in that mind frame. When you hit the sanctuary, you already praise. Oh, bless his name. Bless his name. Because God wants us. He wants us to praise us. Praise him in these times when the devil's so busy. You ought to praise God because you're not occupied by the devil. The devil's occupying these minds, doing all kind of things. But see, you got the Lord on your side. You're in your right mind, not occupied by the devil. I don't know about you, but that by yourself make me want to say, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Hey, no matter what the devil throws at you, to try to get you discouraged, to try to get you burned down, right before service time. Yes, right when you get ready to come to service, things happen. So you cannot be in the praise. So you cannot be in the mindset of want to give God praise. But you need to understand and know that that's a trick of the enemy. You know how to rebuke it. Say the Lord rebuke you. That's all you got to say. And if you don't go there, you're going to start to plead the blood. The blood. The blood of Jesus. Thank you. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Oh, wonderful Savior. Wonderful Savior. We thank you today. We praise you today. We give you glory today. Because it's all about you. It's all about your will. We want you to keep that in mind. Keep in mind what God is saying. Be prepared when you come to service. Be prepared. Why have to ask the question, are you serious with your praise? Why is that the message? Are you serious with your praise? Because, see, some people are just coming here for formality. I want you to know I don't have time for formality. I want you to know that I was already backsliding before. I don't have time for foolishness. The Lord restores me, and I'm all about his business. I'm all about doing what God says. Do. So when they ask the question, the Lord gives, are you serious with your praise? It's time to look at your motivations. It's time to see what you're doing. And I mean, it's time for us to look at what we're doing. Don't want to discourage anybody from coming. I just want you to take time to look at your motivations. Take time to see, are you really praising God? Or you're just going through the formality? Because we keep saying, when praises go up, the blessings come down. But if you don't believe it, try it for yourself. Try it for yourself. Try it for yourself. The joy of the Lord is our strength. You got to have some praise in your problem. You got to have some praise in your issues. You got to have some praise in your sickness. Got to have some praise in your unemployment. Got to have some praise in your family. Gotta have some praise in your life circumstances. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. Hey. Glory, hallelujah. Hey. Yeah, Lord. And as I close, you can't just sit there. Hey. When the Spirit of the Lord is high, he's saying that he's right here. He's right here in a firmness. All you got to do is reach out and touch him. When the Spirit of the Lord is moving, say, why can I feel him? Well, why don't you try reaching out and touch this, the Spirit? When you say, hey, I'm all burning down, why can't I get delivered? When the Spirit of the Lord is going in and it's going high in in a service. All you got to do is surrender and say, yes, Lord, when you're going through and you're worried about it. But I'm telling you, when the Spirit of the Lord comes, that's your time to get relief. That's your time to get more strength. That's your time to get delivered. That's your time to get healed. That's your time to get saved. That's your time to get restored. That's your time to get filled with the Holy Spirit. Hey, thank you, Jesus. When the presence of the Lord is here, hey, it is the remnant. It is the remnant that we need to reach out to. All we got to do is reach out and touch when the Spirit of the Lord is moving. Hey, all you got to do is make sure your mind is in the right set. Amen. If you come in here with the wrong thing, I'm going to tell you, like I told somebody else, if whatever you're trying to look for, whatever you're seeking for in the service, you're going to find it. You become finding, looking for some mess, you're going to find some mess. If you come looking to be blessed, then you're going to be blessed. If you're looking for anything else, you're going to find that there. But what we come to service for is to praise God, lift him up. That's why we come, so that souls can be saved. We're on a mission because we want souls to be saved. Anything else does not matter. So if you're not in the right frame of mind, now is the time to start seeking and asking the Lord. And blah, blah, blah. Hey. Yeah, da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da. Hey. You can da-da-da-da. Hey. Oh, kinda say. You can da-da-da-da-da. Hey. Oh, pama ba say. Hey. You can da-da-da-da-da. Say. Ah, da-da-da-da-da. Hey. You can da-da-da-da-da. Say. You can da-da-da-da-da. Hey. Yeah, Lord. It's a time. Yeah, but my head. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. It's a time to see and search and search and search. See your motivation. Are you serious with your praise? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hey, thank you. Hey. Oh, yeah, hey. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's it. Hey, thank you. Hey. Oh, today, huh? Thank you. Hey, thank you. Oh, papa, papa. Thank you. Oh, that's it. Hey, hey, hey. Econ, papa, papa. Hey, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ah, yeah, yeah, hey. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, somebody just need to tell them, yes, 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 Lord. Hey. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yeah, hey. Yes, Lord. Ah, yeah, yeah, hey. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I surrender. I surrender. I surrender. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus. It's all about you. It's all about you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be serious with our praise. Help us, Lord, with our motivation, Lord. Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be ready to come into your house of prayer. Your house of prayer. Not our house, but your house. Help us to be ready, Lord. In Jesus' name, while the music is going to be playing, those who need prayer, they're saying, we're going with the music that is playing. And at the end of the music, if you desire for prayer, you can stand up and we'll pray over you. But while the music is playing, it's is talking to us and we're hearing the music and we know what the Bible is to us and Jesus is talking to us. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Something happens. Thank you, Jesus. Hey, thank you, Jesus. 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 Hey, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. When I call you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Oh, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, 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 Jesus. Oh, the Father, of you. Sing to you, glory, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. Oh, Jesus. You didn't happen, see it happen. Oh, oh. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You're watching when I call you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. We worship you, Lord. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. We praise you. We praise you. We praise you. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, 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 Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Oh, 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 Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Is there being one that desires to pray? If you will stand, we can pray at this time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus of Nazareth.